Welcome to Braided, helping you balance tradition in an untraditional world. This is a show where we gather and talk about all things faith, family, and business. I'm so glad you joined us. And we're live! Yay, yay, yay! Hello, you guys. Welcome to Braided Live. We are speaking with Dina Adams today. She is the founder of Seek Defeat Design LLC and the SDD methodology. Dina Adams uses her life and business experience to walk alongside entrepreneurs to help them get unstuck and create a solid business and life foundation that they can grow from. So we are so excited to have you here, Dina. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we will just hop right in. Tell us about yourself, whatever you want to share. You know, if you want to share personal life, you know, married, kids, or if you want to just share your business, whatever. The floor is yours, girl. Just tell us about yourself.
Okay. I'll start with my most prized possessions. I am a mom of five. They are ages 19 to 26 right now. Nice. So we're now technically done raising kids. And my husband and I just celebrated our 20th anniversary just a few weeks ago. And we have three dogs and I work from home. I love doing what I do. I love helping women. I love helping men. I love just helping people be able to find their greatness that they were created for so that they can serve a bigger purpose and really just enjoy what they do.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring Braided Live. God had been putting it on my heart, but I wanted like my sphere of influence to be able to meet amazing women like you, because it's so important that we connect with other, you know, other like-minded women and godly women. And you know, especially if there is a woman who has a business, you know, to just know who is out there that can walk alongside them. So thank you so much for joining us. So, you know, this is obviously a faith-based, you know, group. We're streaming into a couple of different places. But the main one is our Facebook group. And so how has God and faith played a role in your life and or business?
Faith has been a part of my life forever, as long as I can remember. My first memory of my faith is when I was like 5 years old. And my family didn't always go to church, so I would literally get dressed in the morning and walk up to church by myself. It was a few blocks away, so my parents let me go. And way back then, you could do that.
Yeah.
If I was at my Nana and Nano's house, we went to church. They were Italian Catholic. If I was at my grandma and grandpa's, we went to church. They were Protestant. Like, wherever I was, my grandparents, my parents, like, it was part of me. It was part of my life. My dad would kneel down by my bed at night and pray with me. And, you know, even though, I mean, life growing up was hard and our home life was not the greatest. And we dealt with alcoholism and mental health issues and so much self-esteem issues. And amidst it all, my faith was really important to me. As I grew up, I really lost touch with my faith. And although I was always seeking how to find my way back, it took me a really long time to figure what that looked like. But I never stopped praying. I never stopped trusting. I never believed that God was doing anything to me. I just felt like I don't know how to find him. I always felt lost from him a lot once I hit like 12 and up. And then with my business, this business I'm literally doing because God said to shut down my other company and do this, wow, which was hard for me. I had my own accounting company. I worked at home. I did books for small businesses in Colorado and I had complete control of that. And I was at a point in my business where it was like I could take on one client and it would double my revenue for the year, or I could shut it down and start writing and teaching and sharing the message that God gave me to share. And I was terrified. Like, how do you walk away from an opportunity like that to do something and have it be an expensive hobby?
Yeah, really.
Right? It was scary. And I talked with my husband and he said, that's where God's guiding you. Do it. Aww. As long as you're happy. You know, my husband's always been that way. As long as you're happy, I don't care what you do. Just do whatever you want, you know?
Yeah.
I know most people don't have that. So I'm very blessed to have that. And so it was the summer of 2015 that I chose to start working on shutting down my business. So I had to finish out the year with my clients, taxes, getting them connected with other accountants and bookkeepers and all the things. And then I finished things out January of 2016 and started writing. And in May of 2016, we were in a car wreck. And if I would have still had my previous company, I would have probably lost everything because I no longer had the knowledge, the working knowledge of what I was doing, because I suffered some brain trauma. And so I was down and out for 3 months and I couldn't do anything. And my husband said, you know what? You can't absorb, but you can get stuff out. So just keep writing.
Wow.
And so I did. I kept writing, and that led me into speaking and doing international speaking events. And I was invited to talk on mental health panels with mental health professionals to get a different perspective. And I've just spent the last five, six years coaching and mentoring and consulting for entrepreneurs. And it's like my heart. I absolutely love showing up for them.
Yay. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. And I want to ask you, because, and it's so funny that you shared that part of your story about, you know, the Lord leading you to do something and basically asking you to leave your comfort. Like, I literally just today talked to three of my friends who are in that boat, and it's, you know, it's intimidating, but if you want to be obedient to the Lord, you have to be obedient. You have to do it. So what would you say to that woman that is just like, oh my gosh, I have to be obedient, but it's terrifying.
It is terrifying. One of the things I started going through was understanding what it means to be a submissive wife. Because being a submissive wife isn't about submitting to your husband. It's about submitting to God.
Yeah.
And we are wives before we're wives. Like, before we ever get married, God's teaching us how to be a wife by walking through that submission. And it is very terrifying because the world makes it dirty. Right? Like, it makes being submissive dirty, and it's not. It makes it a bad thing, and it's not, if you're walking that life of the way God says to walk it. And I started learning that on this journey. I learned that I was not being a submissive wife to my husband, and I definitely wasn't submitting to my faith. One of the things that was so important in being able to walk this journey in obedience is, it's kind of like, you know, we hear about blind faith all the time, and we don't really, I think, understand it sometimes. Blind faith is getting up and going forward without knowing where you're going, without understanding, and with having some fear, being scared, with feeling that reservation. And in the Bible, we hear the term arise and go. And to me, that means, you know, you have to get up and step forward because God's already unlocked the shackles. But until we move forward, those shackles aren't going to come off if we just sit there and sit still. And so I think it's good for us to remember that when God calls us somewhere, he's standing there holding out his hand, being like, hey, come to me. And we're like, but I can't see you. I don't know, because we're looking with our earthly eyes, right? We're not feeling with our spirit, which God said, I'm sending the Holy Spirit to be your helper, to be your guide. So we have to talk to the Holy Spirit and say, guide me, lead me, show me, right? But we're always leaning for some reason on our own understanding. And so we have to get out of our own understanding and trust him and trust what he's saying. Because what happens, I think, is the world is so loud that we're listening to the world instead of the whispers of God. And so we have to be open to hearing those whispers. And I think a lot of times we're more afraid of what people are going to say. We're afraid of what's going to happen when we succeed. We're afraid of what's going to happen when we fail. We're so afraid of the world's reaction, the world's retaliation, the world's judgment, that we are caring more about that than we are about God's judgment. And I think it's easy to get sucked into that.
Wow. And it's so true. And I think what happens with that is it becomes an idol. You know, the comfort becomes an idol and the people's opinions become an idol. And that's what we don't want, right?
Right.
So thank you for sharing that. And I love how you talk about, especially as women, as wives, it's we can't be submissive to the Lord if we're not even willing to be submissive to our husbands. Mm. And that's huge. That's a huge, I don't know if what the right wording is. I want to say barrier keeps coming to my mind. It's a barrier in our lives. It's just that refusal to become submissive to our husbands. It's like you said, the world has made it ugly. It's made it a negative thing, but really in all reality, it really is a beautiful thing. Cause I had that problem too at the beginning of my marriage. I married late in life. And so I was used to being single and alone and, you know, like on my own, you know, girlfriend, I took care of all of my own bills, you know? and so the first time I wasn't working and I had to rely on my husband, it was the most like awkward, fearful, terrifying thing. Cause I was like, I have to depend on this man to feed me.
and that's the thing is you don't, right? God provides.
Yes.
And
yes.
So it's about us being submissive to God so we can submit to our husbands.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and God calls us to come to him first.
Yes.
And there's like, if you picture a triangle, right? And God's at the top and you're over here and your husband's over here, the closer you get to God, the closer you come together.
Yes.
And I've seen that image many times in sermons and different things. And it made me realize that as we are working on getting closer to God, we are coming closer together. Mm-hmm. And as we are serving God the way he calls us to, we're able to be better for each other.
Yes.
And I think people are so focused on being self-fulfilled that they don't realize what they're missing out on when they start serving God and they're able to be fulfilled that way through the Spirit. It's a very different experience. And we only know what we know. We can only understand what we understand. But if we stay in our own understanding and don't lean into God's understanding, we're missing out on, I feel like, 90% of our experiences because we're limiting what we can experience.
Yes.
And what we allow into our lives. We're limiting the blessings God's able to give us.
Yes.
By doing that.
That's so true. And you bring up a good point because that is the problem, is that we think that we're reliant on the human and that's what makes it scary. But you're so right. That's when you really do learn to trust God and to trust that He is going to lead your husband, you know, and that you can give your husband the room to, instead of nagging all the time, the Bible tells us to not nag. Yet for some reason, women tend to do that.
And it's not easy.
It's not. It is.
I just had a conversation with my husband today and he's like, so why is it when I share my thought, you turn around and start it makes him feel like he's wrong for thinking the way he does. Mm-hmm. And it's not my intention, yet if we are not being in control of our thoughts, it's that reaction that happens. And we're all guilty of it. We all do it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm by no means perfect. Like, I still do it. I still struggle. And I have control issues. You can ask my family. Because I was that way. Like, I was a single mom. I had my two boys. And then my husband and I came together. And I was flat out like, I'm not letting anybody control my life. Because I was so afraid of anybody else stepping into that space because of how I had been hurt. Yet in that was God also telling me, like, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. Sorry if you can hear my dog barking.
Oh, it's okay.
It's one of those things that God worked on me for a while. I mean, we're 20 years into our marriage and I'm still working on growing as a wife, because the day I arrive is the day God calls me home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. I never arrive to perfection. It's progressing. Mm-hmm. It's always about progressing and growth. And I can't do that if I focus on the world. I can only do that if I focus on Him.
Yes. Oh, I love that. So, so true. So you've shared a lot about how God has played a role in your life and mm-hmm. your business. Do you have any tips for our audience on, so one of the things that you're doing is really, you know, trying to help people find their purpose, you know, just kind of bring God into all of that, into their business. And I know there's a lot more to it. So, but what tips would you have for that person who wants to start a business, or maybe they are in business and they're just mm-hmm. feeling lost. They're feeling, you know, they don't know what their next steps are. Maybe they've had a successful business, but they want to scale it to the next level. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many different seasons to entrepreneurship, right? What do you have any tips for either of those people?
So first I would say is get used to change. And sometimes it can be every day. It can be multiple times a day. And understand that those aha moments you have, that doesn't always mean that's the end all be all and it's going to just change everything. And now all of a sudden there's not going to be any more issues, right? God says there's going to be trials. There's always going to be trials and tribulation. Always, always. Right. Yeah. And so it's a matter of getting back to your foundation of your business. You are your brand, mm-hmm. right? Your business is not your business without you. So there's no sense in trying to separate your beliefs and values from your business. Because I've had many people say, you shouldn't talk so much about your faith. Guess what? Part of building our business and being ourselves is about repelling and attracting the right people for who God wants us to serve.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's not, you can talk about your faith all you want or not. It's a matter of how you have set up your values and beliefs and your foundation and your business to run your business for those that you're serving. So it's really a matter of reevaluation, whether it's every week, every month, every quarter, every 6 months, however you do that. When you get to that place of stuck, if I'm not sure of the next step, it's really about getting away from the noise. And going internal. God says, I've given you everything you need. You have everything you need inside of you. Yet we're looking to the world to give us the skill. The problem is we're looking for the wrong skill. We're looking for a coach when we end up getting a teacher, right? A coach is someone who's going to ask you questions to have you dig deep inside of yourself to pull that out. A teacher is someone who's going to teach you the skills, teach you the things to put into your toolbox. A mentor is someone who's going to guide you and give you what you need. You know, like, there's so many different facets and there's so many people out there that call themselves coaches, and we get sucked into the hype. And so we get into consumption mode because we don't even know what we need anymore, right? I hope someone else understands us out there, because
I do. You're speaking to me, girl.
Right? Like, this is something that we've all struggled with. And what it comes down to is we all need someone who's going to respect and support our journey, because entrepreneurship is a lifestyle. It is not a destination.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And so we have to figure out what that lifestyle looks for us. It's not all about never having to work and having so much money that we can just travel the world and never have to do anything. That may be 1 or 2% of them. But is that really your dream? Because if you're just working to get to the other side so you don't have to work with people anymore, maybe that's your heart's not in it. Therefore, you're not going to be able to really serve. Right. Yeah. And so it's a matter of not only the evaluation and the re-evaluation, but it's also being willing. You've got to be willing to lose things and people, and you have to be willing to maybe start over. You have to be willing to transition. You have to be willing to go through the hard, however long it takes.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter if it takes 5 years for your business to take off. It doesn't matter if you don't make a paycheck. None of that matters. What matters is, are you serving and are you doing God's will? If you are, he's going to provide in other ways. Because I'll tell you, there's been many times that this business has been a very expensive hobby and not any revenue being generated. And especially when you're brand new and or pivoting, and if you're not being willing to stick with it for a long period of time and be consistent.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't be doing all the things. You have to pick your one thing and focus on that and make it great and then add another. And I hate it when people told me that when I got into business. I hated that.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and it's understandable. Like you said, there's so much noise in the world. And so we're seeing like all of these things going on and people doing different things. But, you know, you've got to pick the one thing that really resonates with you and that you're gifted and skilled at, because not everybody is meant to write a book. Not everybody is meant to speak on a platform. Not everybody is meant to have a podcast, you know, but I love that you said that, because I know that a lot of the ladies that I personally know, some of the ladies that are listening to this, are, we've actually had this conversation before. So
That's awesome.
So I know that you've already launched a program. So I want to talk about that. I want this to be an invitation for anybody who resonates with you and who is looking for what you can offer. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what you offer and how they can connect with you and all of those good things.
Okay. I'm so excited to share. So I spend a lot of time doing one-on-one coaching. And what I learned is when people would get stuck, what they really needed was someone they can bounce their ideas off of, have a sounding board, brainstorm with. They needed accountability. They needed support. However, they had to go pay really high dollars, like thousands a month, to get into these big masterminds in order to have the one-on-one ability with some people to help them with that. And in every program I've ever been in, one of the things that people always comment about is my ability to offer support and accountability and brainstorm and do all those things with people that I'm in the group with. And I found that in my business, I spent 90% of my time serving people for free, and I spent 10% of my time actually doing paid services. And so I flipped the script a little bit. God really guided me to step back from everything, which was really hard for me, and just kind of reevaluate things, which happens in multiple seasons sometimes. And so I started a membership called Arise and Grow. And it's about getting up and being willing to grow through it all, right? And grow together and have community. And so I have a membership space where people can come into that space. And because it's brand new and I'm launching, It's open to the first 35 people at $27 a month. That's the founding members pricing. And they'll stay at that as long as they're a part of the membership. If they leave and come back, of course, they'll have to pay the new membership price. But right now, that's where it's at. Because I want it to be affordable. Mm-hmm. And I want this group of people to be a part of how this grows. What do you like? What do you not like? And we're going to have our own conversations where we get to get together outside of the normal weekly or bi-weekly, monthly, whatever they are, calls where I come on live and coach and mentor and everything, where we can talk about what we like, how the platform's working, just different things like that. Because there is accountability in there. There's a forum for accountability to ask questions. I go live and do coaching and mentoring a couple times a month. I drop recorded trainings in there. And there's room for growth. Eventually there will be masterminds, and eventually there will be retreats, and eventually there will be all those things. But right now I wanted a place for entrepreneurs to come in and get the support that they need. It's a come as you are space. I don't care if you do your hair and makeup. I don't care. Like, I don't care. Right. I don't care what stage you are in your business, because if you're needing that accountability and you're needing that support, or maybe you're just needing community. So as you're coaching with other coaches and you need to come back here and get some guidance, and what should I really be focusing on? And what is my next step? And you're needing clarity around that. That's what that space is for helping you get some education, to have accountability, support, focus on implementation, and be a part of that space. That's been something God's put on my heart for years, and I'm just now putting it together. Eventually, I'll be having guest experts come in based on the needs of the group for them to come in and share so that they can figure out what is my next step? Who do I work with next? So they stop doing... I'm bad about shopping. Like, I'm a retail therapy person, so I buy way too many things. Just because it's fun. I don't know. but I don't want them to feel like they've got to be buying all the things. I want them to be really clear on what is my real next step. Am I needing to learn a skill, or am I needing to hire someone to do something, or am I needing to just grow in myself, or am I needing to step back and just work on implementation? Like, where, what is my next step? Because we tend to struggle with busy work. And we get sucked into busy work because it's easy. And then we're really, we look back and a month has gone by and we're doing nothing to move our business forward. Yeah. And so that's what the Arise and Grow membership community is for. They can find that at members.dinaadams.com. And I am actually going to be offering one-on-one packages. They're It's an intensive program where if they want to just jumpstart things real quick and get unstuck right now, and they just want to do some of that one-on-one stuff, I'll be having packages where it's 4 sessions and you have to complete them all within 45 days, because it's really just to jumpstart where you are. So if people are really feeling stuck, and yeah, they like the membership idea, but maybe they're feeling like they need more accountability, they need to dive deeper into their own specific personal things. I'll be having that available and up on my website actually next week. That's a brand new thing I'm relaunching, is the one-on-one options for the summer. We'll see how, if I carry it through the fall or not, but I just thought that would be a great thing to do over the summer because kids are out of school. Mm-hmm. We have a little more time to maybe sit back and think and write and reevaluate and get ready for fall, right? Mm-hmm. To prepare for that. So that's the other thing I'm going to be offering as of next week, is to do that. So I'll be giving you a link you can share. So if people are not sure if this is a space for them, they're not sure if the one-on-one is better or if it's the membership that's better, they just need to decide which is best for them, or if this is even a good fit for them, I'll give you a link for my calendar and they can schedule a 15-minute discovery call. Because here's the thing. The most important thing is they are where they need to be. And that may not be with me. That may be with someone else in our network that I can be like, you know what, this is probably your next best step, and that's not me, but I can get you connected with this person. Because at the end of the day, the most important thing for me is integrity and honesty. Like, some of my values is my faith, integrity, honesty, and just really loving people and celebrating them. And I'm not honoring them if I'm focused on a dollar. So I really want to just make sure that, you know, I give people that time to just chat with me so we can help them get to their next step, whether that's with me or someone else.
I love that. Yay. Thank you for sharing that. So who specifically would you say this is for? And I know that you you mentioned come as you are, you don't care, but if there's a woman listening that is like, I don't know if that's for me, it sounds great. So maybe just to ease her mind, who would you say this program is for, or membership?
Yeah. So my membership is for that entrepreneur who, it could be a few different things. One, maybe you've been in business for a little while and you seem to keep getting stuck at the same space all the time. So you get stuck and you reevaluate and you keep going and you just can't seem to get past this one area of growth in your business. Maybe you're pivoting. And because you're pivoting into a new area of business, you're really not sure what steps to take, but you want to streamline it and not spend the same amount of time on the pivot as you did starting a business, right? So we can definitely help with that. And one of my favorite things is if you feel like you're playing the juggling act and you've got all the plates in the air that you're trying to balance, which I don't balance anything because I can never get to it. I like to find a harmonic flow to things. But if you really feel like you're juggling all the plates and it's just exhausting you and you feel like everything else is controlling your life and you really have completely lost control of it, this would be a great space for you. In fact, I have the very first training that I'm putting into my membership, part 3 is launching this week, is Put Down the Plates. All about how to stop the juggling act in your life. And let's be honest, we say life and business, but business is a part of your life. So we need to find a way to just bring it all together and find a harmonic flow to it all so that you can choose what that looks like. For example, today was sleep until I felt like I wanted to get up. Even though my alarm was set, did I really feel like getting up? No, I didn't. My husband and I were working on a project, so it was kind of a last minute. I felt like moving something in the house, and it became this big 2-hour project. Sat down and had lunch, spent time with my family, had this podcast, and decided I might do a couple more things with work today, but tomorrow is going to be a full-on work day. My week never looks the same.
Same here.
And so helping people learn how to gain control of that so they can have time with a friend on an afternoon because your friend says, hey, I'm going to be in town. You're like, cool, I can do that. Right? Yeah. And this isn't just for, you know, yes, my kids are 19 to 26, but I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years. I know what it's like to have littles running around and what it's like to have them underfoot. And you know, it's just a matter of, are you stuck? Do you need help with your next step? And do you need to stop the juggling act? Those are the things that are really, really important to setting a solid foundation. And maybe you really feel like you're kind of on unstable ground. And so we'll be working on setting a solid foundation in the midst of all of this as we grow.
Love it. Love it. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for sharing. So if you are listening and this sounds like something you would love to learn more about, I put the link in there. I hope I got it right. Members.dinaadams.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I put the link in there, but Dina's also, when we're done with this, she's going to put a link to her calendar. So that way you can set up a one-on-one call with her and ask her any questions. Maybe you're still like, those sound like great answers, but I still don't know if this is for me. Hop on a call with her, get to know her, get to know what she's about. Y'all, she's awesome. Dina and I have been connected for, oh my gosh, it's been a couple of years now.
It has been.
So we met through a mutual friend who will also be on the show, I think next month. I can't remember the date. And so, and this is one of the things that I love about this online space is meeting other like-minded women who love Jesus, love others, love encouraging one another. I've met some amazing, some of my best friends are my online friends. So tell us, aside from the website and the calendar link, how can the viewers find you?
Pretty much on any platform, it's Dina S. Adams, because I have my middle initial in there. Believe it or not, there's quite a few of us. On Facebook, for my business page, it's with Dina Adams.
Okay.
But everywhere else, it's Dina Adams or Dina S. Adams. It's really easy to find me on Instagram or Twitter or LinkedIn or Facebook or however you want to find
all
me.
All of the connected. Things.
All the things. All the things.
Well, and Dina is also here in our Facebook group. So if you're watching through the Facebook group, she is a member on here. So feel free to search her and reach out to her if you have questions. So we're about to wrap it up. I do have two more questions that I like to call hot seat questions, but they're really not. but there are final questions that I like to ask all of our guests. So our motto here at Braided is balancing tradition in an untraditional world. What does tradition mean to you?
This is a hard one for me because I think tradition to me is really about passing down a belief of something that should be carried on from generation to generation, like a legacy of some kind. But something I learned in my growing up is tradition can also be for one person. And we had a tradition in my family just for me. And it was because my birthday is really close to Christmas. My mom made sure that I had my own time. And so the tree was always up by my birthday. So my birthday presents could go under the tree. And it wasn't until after my birthday could Christmas presents go under there.
Aww.
And so it wasn't until one year we didn't get the tree up on time did I realize how much that meant to me. Aww. Because I was in tears and my family was like, what is happening? Mom lost her mind. But I think it's just a matter of realizing what's important and what morals or values or beliefs that you want to instill in your family to carry on as you move forward, whether it's your business or just in your life.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing that story with you. I actually got the chills for some reason, and probably because tradition is huge for our family, and it's the different kinds of tradition, like, you know, the traditions that you bring down into your family. And then, and that's why I like to ask this question, because I feel like it's something we don't think about often, but yet it's something we do all the time.
Right. It becomes like a routine and just a natural thing, and people don't really think about it.
Yeah. Okay. So my next question is, what is your favorite scripture or your biblical character? Favorite biblical character. I hate to say character, person, your biblical person.
Right. You know, and I have so many. I have so many that come to mind. Esther and Ruth are my favorite people. I just take so much inspiration from them. And I'm going to answer the other side of it as far as scripture goes, because I keep hearing fear. Fear not, fear not, fear not, right? And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because it's a remembrance that we are to be talking to him throughout our day. It's not just about sitting down and reading scripture and scheduling that time and, oh my gosh, I didn't get my hour in. You know, my prayers sometimes in the morning is just 30 seconds when I wake up before my feet hit the floor. And then just talking to him throughout my day and asking for his strength and asking for his guidance, that's relationship, right? And if we are focused on him and staying focused on our faith in him, we're going to have peace amidst the chaos, which people wouldn't know it right now, but like life is super chaotic for me right now. People don't really know what's happening. And it is really like, I just have to give it all to God and let him handle it all, because this is a part of life where literally we could lose everything. And it's okay. I'm all right. I could say I don't know why, but I know why. It's because I trust God to provide.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I trust God with my family, and I trust God with it all. And there are times in my life where I didn't have that, and I can see the difference. And so it's about not fearing where I am, but leaning into Him and His promise to me that in my faithfulness and obedience, He will also be faithful and provide for me.
Yes. And thank you for sharing that and being so transparent, Dina, because there are a lot of people in that same boat right now. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people. I mean, we're just now crawling out of a pandemic. You know, and there's just so much going on in the world. And, you know, I always had to remind myself is like, there's life also happening outside of the life of the pandemic. So we're kind of getting double whammied here. And so thank you for sharing that, because I think a lot of people could use that number one, that I'm not alone, you know, I'm not alone. Sometimes we need that reminder. I'm not alone in this. We're not the only ones going through stuff, that we just need to trust God. And, and sometimes it is hard. It is hard because, you know, it's scary, you know, but God is, oh my gosh, the things that He is, I know, gotten Darren and me through, has just, I look back, and when I get scared, I remember those times, and I'm like, He's never left me. Yeah. Why would He start now?
And you know, I've had a lot of people in this season, a few people in our life, be like, you know, thinking that I would think oh, that happened to you guys, and this is so awful. But you know what? Sometimes things happen to us because of free will, and God will make it work for His glory.
Yes. Amen. And,
you know, if I can share, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Share away.
So my husband was in an accident on May 20th. He's been out of work and he's out for another 3 weeks. And we all know what that does to our men and how it makes them feel. Mm-hmm. And it makes them just all of a sudden feel like they can't provide and they can't care for us.
Yeah.
And it's in this where I had to remind him how important it is for him to care for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to, you know, step back and let God care for you. Because sometimes, you know, we get so busy in the hustle and bustle of life. Like you said, we make all of that our idol, that we lose sight of our faith. And just him being able to be home and take care of himself so he can heal and get back to work when he's able. If he's able, like, we're enjoying being together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're enjoying this time, and it's like, okay, I'm ready to move stuff around the house. I'm like, do you tell me what you want? Cause you know, you can't lift, you can't do any of that.
Yeah.
So it's really him getting to sit back and tell me what to do. My husband doesn't like to do that. Right. So it's just a matter of finding the peace in God. Yes, I had my freak out. Yes, I cried. Yes, I kind of lost my mind a little bit. But in that, it was, God, you can take that. I can give this to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you can carry this, what I'm not meant to. And I can lean into you. And I can completely, oh, I got chills. I can completely trust him. Even though I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know where the next dollar coming in is going to be from. I don't know what growing this membership space is going to be from. I literally stopped one side of my business to launch this. So I'm in a pivot myself right now, where that means, you know, things have shifted in what my business looks like and what my revenue looks like. And it's just all these things that are happening. And when you take a step back and look at it, you can almost see how God is orchestrating and shifting. If you can just allow yourself to embrace where you are in the moment and love and be appreciative of all that's happening, like the time my husband and I are getting to be together, right? The time he's getting to be with his kids, and the time he's getting to be with, you know, just doing and being away from work for a little while to have a break mentally, emotionally, physically, like for him to really take that step back to take care of himself, which our men do not do well at all, you know, and for God to put me in a space where I get to serve my husband on a larger capacity and showing me what and reminding me again what it's like to be a submissive wife.
Yeah.
And helping me learn and him learn more about our relationship. Like, there's so much that's coming out of this.
Yeah.
That it's just about working through all of that and doing that self-discovery aspect to break free from those chains that hold us back so we can embrace this time of our life.
Mm. I love that, because that, you know, that's exactly what scripture means when we're told to count it all joy. Mm. Even when it feels messy, even when it feels scary. I mean, he really does bring beauty out of ashes. Mm-hmm. That's what he does for his children. So I love that you're leaning into that, and you're just leaning into the time with him, and we're going to be praying for him and for healing, and that God just continues to use this time, you know, while he's down. Sometimes he forces us into a season of rest. So
he needed it. Oh, he so needed it. And I think it's important too that we remember we're going to cry and we're going to hurt and we're not going to be perfect. And I did not look like this morning. You know, I don't do makeup every day. I don't curl my hair every day. I usually just brush through and throw my hair up in a ponytail holder if I even feel like brushing it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a matter of being real and showing up in the way that you feel safe and comfortable and growing from there. And sometimes, you know, our best isn't what we think our best should be, but we have to have grace with ourselves too, that we have to embrace the moments and allow ourselves to honor the emotions that we're having, the hurt, the pain, the struggle, because we can't have the joy and the peace and the comfort if we aren't experiencing the other side of it. And we can't expect to live a life of perfection. We can't expect to live a life free of all that pain and suffering, because that's not what this earth is meant for. Mm-hmm. One day that will come when we get called home to our Creator, but right now that's not what it's going to be. So we need to learn to embrace all that life is coming at us with, and remember that God will always be with us through it if we allow him to come into that space. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, well, where was God in that? Well, why weren't you opening the door when he knocked?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right? Where's your discernment? And who is pouring into you? Who is feeding into your mind? Who are you surrounding yourself with? What does that look like? Because if your circle is toxic, you're not going to be able to hear the whispers of God. You're not going to be able to hear him tapping at your door, because you're only going to hear the banging of the toxicity trying to get in and control you. Yeah. Like, it's just so important that we remember, you know, Jesus didn't come into this world with pomp and circumstance. Mm. He came in a quiet, peaceful space away from all the glitz and the glam that we seem to think we have to have.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, we can talk, you know, people will do the imposter syndrome. You know, my office I'm in a living room. I don't have an office. But for a long time, I was down in my closet in the basement.
I remember that.
To my closet. Like, you know,
yeah.
It's okay. Like, you show up, you take what you have and you use it to the best of your ability, because God says to be content where you are. Mm-hmm. Not complacent, but content, because you're going to grow in that space, and you're going to learn some things, and he's going to equip you where he's calling you to.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're not equipped until he calls you and you actually get up and go, going, I don't know what the heck is happening. Right. And so we have to remember it's all in his timing. And, you know, we're all imperfectly perfect. We're exactly as God meant for us to be. And we need to really focus on loving ourselves inside and out completely, mm-hmm. pain and past and all, because that's what made us who we are. That doesn't mean we now have to live reactively from our past, but we get to now choose what we do next.
Mm, I love that.
I get really passionate. I'm sorry.
Apologize at all. This is what this is for, because I know there's a lot of people that can use this encouragement. So thank you so much for sharing that. Before we sign off, which I feel like I could talk to you another hour. do you have any last words or thoughts for the viewers or listeners?
I think what I would say is I would just encourage you to be you. I would encourage you to, and you know, it's really hard if you live in a home where you are not getting support. If you don't have a spouse that's supporting you, or if you're a single parent, or if you have family that's like, why are you even trying to do this? Or maybe you work a job and you're trying to fit in a business into your life somehow. Remember that when you're called to something, and I can reference David in the Bible, when you're called, it doesn't mean it's your time. Mm-hmm. Right. David was called and went back to shepherd the sheep. Right. It wasn't until many years later, after all the suffering and everything that he went through, did he become king or, you know, get put into that space and be able to be who he was called to be years later. So know that it's slow. It's always in God's timing. And you know, none of us were meant to be exactly the same. Your story needs to be heard. You have a right to share it. And you, as you start to love and embrace exactly who you are right now, and maybe grieve who you were and start to celebrate who you're becoming, it really changes your perspective on your place in this world. Because, you know, life is a journey. It's not a destination either. Right, where we can't keep focusing on the end result. It's a matter of how do we want to live? How do we want this life to go? How can I be my best self even on my worst day? And know that there's different levels. You've got to have grace with yourself.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much, Dina. You are just a breath of fresh air. Thank you so much for joining us. And if anybody's listening or watching, make sure you reach out to her. If you just feel, you know, connected to her story. And again, she's in our Facebook group, so feel free to look for her in there. And I guess that's it. We'll wrap up. Thank y'all so much for listening and watching. We're super, super grateful and appreciative of you all. And we will talk to y'all soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Please visit us at www.braided.faith and find us on all social media platforms under Crystal Addis or Braided Faith. We look forward to connecting with you.